Dirt Road Hill, Chapter 1, The Beginning. For a small town girl, life can be a tangled mess. Let's start back. I mean way back. Back to the 90s, where life started for me. I was born in the swamps of Alabama to a young couple that were all but ready. My mother was raised in the old ways of the land, and my father was a fifth generation priest. We lived in a house that had been passed down for 12 generations in my mother's family. It was not much, but the blood and love that had been laid board by board can never be replaced. It may not seem like anything to anyone, but it was more than we could ever want. For Julie Pins, my mom, it was easy to live here. Heck, she lived here her whole life. Having people show up all the time, day or night, for the small bag she sold that helped people. In them would be herbs, one or two small figures, and a note on what to do. A lot of times young teenagers would come for the bags that would help in love, but my mom would never allow it. Yet they never left without something. She was always talking softly and listening with understanding. That seemed to get through to them, letting them know they were young and love will come and go at the time in their lives. They left with a bag of wisdom instead. But that was just mom for you. Now Paul Worth, my father, or so I thought, moved here from Georgia to bring what he had learned to Alabama. He does not acknowledge other cultures or religions. He says he would never say anything could ever be as real as his beliefs. Every day at the same time, Dad would go sit in his small room he turned into a home church. We, as women, were not allowed in, for he was taught that women were not to be in a holy place, because women are unholy. We never said a thing to him about it, for we did not have to worry about doing something wrong. Now that tells how I became the way I am, but there is so much more. Now I'm not an only child. I'm not the oldest, and I'm not the youngest either. I have two older brothers and a younger sister, but she passed away when our mother got sick and she had no clue she was with a child. So as the only living girl, I was always fussed over. Don't do this, don't do that. You could get hurt, Mom would say. The only time I could run or do anything was when Father and my brothers would go to church or to the home church. When those times came, I was the happiest child ever. Over time, my mother showed me all I could learn. This did not please my father and brothers. When I started to go to school, my brothers walked me every step of the way, rain or shine. They were great at their jobs of keeping me safe. I learned a lot at school, but the sad fact is, when we came home, Father would see what the boys had learned, and if it didn't go with what he knew, he would go off on a rampage. We would have to go to the shed for hours while he was shouting and yelling about how the school was the devil's work. Yet the state made him send us, or he would go to jail. End of page 1. Tomorrow night, page 2. See you there. Dirt Road Hell, Chapter 1, Page 2. Now we had public school, where they showed us the new things of the day. And my brothers, they had a home school too, but I was not allowed to learn that. As you could think, Father thought women shouldn't learn anything outside of cooking and home. Yeah, he was very close-minded, I guess you could say. So Mother took me on as her apprentice. It was fun, and I loved it. She showed me how to work with the land and how to make the bags that she did, and generally how to be one with life. Now at school, it was how to read and write, you know, school things. The lessons I learned in both ways have helped me through things in life. Every day was something new to learn. Sometimes I would get them mixed up a bit, but by the time I was 13, I was able to get it down. Now in school, other things would come across as odd compared to the things I did at home. Like when it rained, we had to learn to dance. I remember one time it was the boys' time to show what they had learned in it. So I was talking to a few friends I'd made over the years. As we stood on the side of the gym talking, Misty started talking, telling us about her folks, how they took her to see her grandparents. She got to see a castle and some really old things. Yet the one thing that stood out to me was when Misty said that women had rights to learn, rights to do things that men could and then some. The way she made it sound, the place was paradise. Some of the other girls thought that she was joking, but I hoped not. As I silently walked home, I must have really been deep in thought, because the next thing I knew, I was in my brother's arms and they were running to the house. They running up the stairs and placed me in my bed. My oldest brother, Ron, ran out of the room screaming, "Mom! Mom! Betty is hurt! Mom! Dad!" Mark was sitting next to me on my bed, looking down at me. I still remember every word he said. The pain in every word and the look in his eyes. "Betty, don't move. It'll be okay. Don't worry. I'm here." As Father walked into the small room, he asked what happened. My room seemed small with everyone in it. It was a 10x10, with a small handmade bed and bookshelf and dresser and a small closet. "You boys, tell us what happened." "Now," my father said, as he was taking off his belt. Mama slowly leaned over to see what was going on. "Do you know what happened, hon?" Mom said as best she could while the tears were being held back in her eyes. "Ron, go get some warm water now. Mark, hun, go down to the doctor." They tried to speak but was cut off with a dismissive hand. They both turned to do as they were told. I could hear them and see some of what was going on, so I tried to sit up. That is when it hit me. The pain flowing fast and sharp up both arms. Such a sharp pain that all I could do to keep from throwing up. "Oh, my little girl," my father said as he ran to my side. "It's okay. Breathe through your nose, honey." I finally looked over to Mom In her hand was my arm. Ron slowly walked into the room with a pot of water. As he set the pot down, he asked, "How is she?" Before he could say the rest of the thought, Dad broke in, "What happened? Tell me now!" Ron started to explain. Mom was dabbing a rag in the warm water and cleaning my arms. Ron hung his head and spoke up. "We were walking home from school, the same path we always walk. We had just passed the haunted tree. That's where some kids were hung." End of page 2. See you again for page 3. Please go check out my Facebook, BJ Killings, and like my page. Thank you and have a nice night or day.